The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Thanks for plugging in with SOS Radio. We're talking to Kyle Chisholm today from Supercross. How are you, Kyle?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting weekend. We have the national championship over at Sam Boyd Stadium. You know, Kyle has career championships under his belt. You may not know this. I mean, amateur national championship, the Canadian motocross national championship. I mean, best career season was last year. I mean, finishing eighth overall. Not silent about your faith. This is going to be an exciting weekend.
Yeah, it should be an exciting event. This is our, you know, our finale for our season, and it's always exciting. All three championships are coming down here to this last race, so it should be an exciting weekend.
So three different things are going on. Explain that for those who haven't really followed Supercross like we do.
Yeah, so basically just the bike size and engine size. The premier one is the 450cc class, and then the 250 class is split on the East and West division. So there's a 250 East, 250 West, and the 450 championships that still got to be decided this weekend.
So you and your wife, Brittany, you have a two-year-old daughter. I mean, obviously she's entering those terrible twos right now. Is it really as bad as you thought?
No, we're pretty lucky. I mean, our daughter is, she's a trooper. We've been traveling with her because we travel so much since she was, you know, born pretty much. So she kind of just goes with the flow. She's super easygoing. So we're definitely blessed how good she just kind of adapts and kind of goes with it. So
is she understanding dirt bikes? Is she looking at this going, dad?
I hope not too much. No, but it's funny. Every day I get home from riding, I wash my bike, you know, just on the, you know, practicing during the week. And after I wash it, I always ride it around a little bit just to, you know, make sure no water got anywhere it shouldn't be. And she always has to hop on with me and go for a ride. So, yeah, she's already... every day, ride the Momo. So it's cute, yeah.
Yeah, just don't tell your boys it's your Momo, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking to Kyle Chisholm from Supercross today on SOS Radio. You can root for him this weekend over at Sam Boyd. More with him coming up next on SOS. Kyle Chisholm's competing tomorrow in the Supercross National Championship over at Sam Boyd Stadium in Las Vegas with SOS Radio. Kyle, when you started dating your wife, Brittany, you know, she really challenged you to rethink your faith as your career was starting to take off and God was starting to give you some really interesting opportunities.
Yeah, for sure. My wife and I started dating at a super young age. We were like 13 and 15 years old, so still kind of kids. And yeah, I grew up in a home. We didn't really go to church every weekend or anything like that. My parents believe in God and all that, but it wasn't really a big part of our lives. And my wife grew up going to church every weekend. It was a big part of her life. And for me, she kind of opened my eyes to what a real relationship with God really was and meant. Yeah, just really, it went from being something to just saying, yeah, I believe in God, to really kind of digging in and having a relationship with God, which is a huge part of my life today, you know, so I'm thankful for that.
And it's interesting how God gives you these opportunities, and now you're seeing kids that are 13 and 15 or even in their 20s just saying, I look up to you, I see you as a role model. How does that hit you? Because you just think about yourself as a normal guy and you're like, hey, I'm having some success, but wow, this is wild.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I see myself as a normal guy 100%. You know, I ride a motorcycle pretty well, and I have fun doing it, you know. So I try to look at my little platform that I do have, not to push it down people's throats or anything like that, you know, about my faith, but just to show people that I'm a normal guy and what I believe in, if they choose to or not, you know, is up to them. But just be open and honest and just be myself. And I try to, you know, make it known, you know, what my faith is, because I believe that's what God, I believe the platform that I do have is what I'm supposed to do with my faith, you know, and show people that. And hopefully they can be a follower as well.
Yeah, it's been cool too, because you got some opportunities to do some interesting charity work and work with Fellowship of Christian Athletes and, you know, really just build into those kids. But what's the one that's just really got you passionate?
For me, man, it's hard to pick just one. I mean, I enjoy being able to do, you know, things like this, just publicly talking about my faith and things like that. So I think that's the biggest thing for me, you know, on social media, just things like that, kind of using it for the right cause, you know, if you want to call it that. Just doing what I think God wants me to do, you know, and setting the example, especially to the younger kids and stuff like that, I don't believe God wants you to be quiet, you know, about your faith. You know, like I said, maybe not shoving it down people's throats or whatever you want to call it, but just being open and honest, just being a real person and, you know, just having the relationship with people the way God would want you to.
Well, we're talking to Kyle Chisholm today on SOS Radio, and he's competing in the Supercross National Championship tomorrow over at Sam Boyd Stadium if you want to root him on, and more with him next. I want to talk about injuries. I want to know how you process that.
Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're talking to Kyle Chisholm from Supercross on SOS Radio today, and he's competing this weekend, and he's had an amazing year. But back in 2013 in St. Louis, you had a collision midair. I mean, it caused some serious injuries to your leg and your knee and your both ankles, and you're in a wheelchair for like 4 months. What's going through your mind when you're like, I have to sit this out?
Yeah, it's definitely a bummer when that happens. You know, unfortunately, it's a part of the sport. It's part of what we do. Yeah, it's just a risk we take, but That one was a tough one. One guy didn't jump a jump on the first lap. You know, we're all super close racing at the beginning of the race because we all take off at the same time. And yeah, one guy made a mistake and couldn't jump one of the biggest jumps that we do. So the guy behind him kind of had to jump, you know, at an angle. And I was right next to him, and we kind of collided midair. I had to jump off my bike, landed on my feet. And, yeah, it was not too good. I dislocated my left ankle, knee, and my hip, and broke my right ankle as well. So yeah, I had to have a few surgeries and in a wheelchair there for a little while. It's tough, you know, when that happens. It's at first you're like, you know, why does this have to happen? You do all this hard work, and then one mistake like that can, you know, take you out for a long time, and it's frustrating. And you know, at first you kind of want to be really upset, and you know, why what happened. Sometimes as you're even like, oh, I'm over it, I don't want to do this anymore. And then, man, for me, I've had those feelings, you know, just being honest. And I get to the doctor, and then it's like, okay, when, how soon can I ride again? You know, what's the, how do I get better so I can ride? It's tough, man. Those are some trying times, though. That's when your faith definitely gets put to the test. A lot of guys have. The sport we do is tough. I've had quite a few injuries, and without faith, I think it'd be tough to get through a lot of that and get back to where I want to be and believe I can be, you know, in my sport.
So when you go back as your first ride after a surgery, obviously you're taking it slow. You're like, okay, wait, is my ankle still hurting? Am I going to adjust this? Is it going to aggravate something? But there's kind of a level of fear that comes after you have an injury and you're like, okay, I don't want to do this again. And you're just kind of timid. What is it for you that actually puts that over the top where you can just say, okay, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to overcome fear. You know, I don't want to live with a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and power and a sound mind.
Yeah, I mean, man, for me, I think just doing this for so long and being a professional, it's my job, you know, so that's, you know, first of all, how you have to look at it. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of always in the back of your mind, you know, you don't want to get hurt, but you know it can't happen. So for me, you know, not to sound corny or whatever, I pray every time before I ride, and like I said, it's my job, so I understand the risk that goes with it, but I believe this is what God has called me to do, so I say my prayers, and I believe this is what I'm supposed to do and what I was, you know, born to do, at least at this stage of my life. So it's tough, but something you got to just put your faith in. Again, not to sound corny, but just put your faith in that, and you know, just do what I love to do. So the passion for what I do always outweighs the negative side of it, which is the injuries. And I think it's hard. It's hard. You know, it's something I love to do. It's hard to put it into words.
Yeah, well, I love that. I love the passion. Obviously, yeah, that's when you know that you're doing the right thing. I
mean, yeah, exactly.
If you love what you do, you don't work a day of your life, right?
Exactly. It's work, but like you said, it is work. It's my job. Like you said, it's what I love to do. I wouldn't want to do anything else. So it's work, but it's not work, you know, if you understand it like that, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking to Kyle Chisholm. He's competing in the Supercross National Championship this weekend over at Sam Boyd Stadium. Thanks for coming in. We'll be rooting for you.
Yeah, thank you. Hope to see you guys there.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.